The bodies of two young children have been confirmed as the human remains discovered by a family in the Auckland suburb of Clendon late last week. A family bought the contents of an abandoned storage locker in an online auction and found human remains in two suitcases. Police say the family who made the discovery are not involved in the incident. County's Manukau District Crime Manager, Detective Inspector Tofilau Fa'amanuia Va'lua gave this update a short time ago and a warning: some may find this distressing.
Today's update will be extremely upsetting for the community to hear. So I can confirm we're dealing with the bodies of two young children. From the post-mortem examination, it would appear that we're of primary school age. At this stage, I have no further information about their exact age, but we're working on it. Their bodies were concealed in two suitcases of similar size. These suitcases, together with a number of other unowned property, were purchased by the occupants of the Moncrief Ave address in an online auction. Early indications suggest these children may have been deceased for a number of years before being found last week. We also believe these suitcases have been in storage for a number of years. Formal identification procedures are still ongoing, which means police are not yet able to comment on the identities of the children. Once this is completed, our priority is to contact the next of kin. We want to reassure the community our investigation is continuing to ascertain the full circumstances around the deaths of these children. This includes establishing where, when, and how. The nature of this discovery provides some complexities to the investigation, especially given the time lapse between the time of death and their discovery. However, the investigation team are working very hard to hold accountable the person or persons responsible for the deaths of these children.
And that was Detective Inspector Va'lua. Our reporter Jonty Dine was at the police update and joins us now. Jonty, this is a harrowing story. What more do we know about the children?
Kia ora, Lisa. Yes, very disturbing news coming from police today. The investigation is still very much in the early stages, so we don't know a lot, but what we do know is that the children were primary aged, between 5 and 10 years old, and were believed to be in the storage area for a number of years.
Do we know if they're related, Jonty?
Police would not confirm whether or not they were related, but they do believe that relatives of the children are still residing in New Zealand.
And so what did the police have to say about the owners of the contents of the storage unit?
They said they're following some positive lines of inquiry in regard to the owners of the storage unit. Unfortunately, CCTV footage may be difficult to come across due to the time lapse.
And what else do we know was in that particular storage unit?
Police revealed that there were general household items and some children's items found in the suitcases with the bodies.
Jonty, thank you for the update. That is Jonty Dine, who has been at that police media conference. Police also say they're working with Interpol and the storage unit company to identify the people who owned the content.